We've been doing a series on the Ten Commandments over the last couple of months. And before we begin each sermon, one of the things we've been doing is just refreshing our minds on what Luther says about the commandment from the Small Catechism. And so we'll read this responsively and then move into the sermon proper. What is the seventh commandment?
Do not steal.
What does this mean for us?
We should honour and love God, and so we should not take other people's money or possessions, or get them in a dishonest way. Instead, we should help people to keep and improve what they have.
Let's pray. Gracious Father, we ask this morning that you would open our hearts and minds so that we may hear the voice of your Spirit speaking to us today. We ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. One of the things I hope we've been discovering as we've been going through the commandments is often that there's a lot more to them than we may at first see or think. Particularly when we as followers of Jesus, when we as Christians come back and look at these commandments in the light of what Jesus has taught us, in the light of what has been said of the New Testament, in light of everything that is in God's Word, we see that there is a lot more to them. One of the things you may have been discovering, as I keep discovering about myself, is that often we think we're pretty good at keeping a particular commandment until we see what else the Bible has to say about this. We've seen, for example, the commandment says you shouldn't murder people. Don't murder them. We say, yes, I haven't murdered anyone. Look how good I am. Jesus says, you have heard it said, you shouldn't murder. Well, I say to you, don't get angry. Oh, I get angry a bit. The Bible says, the commandments say, do not commit adultery. Jesus says, don't look at someone lustfully. Gets a lot harder, doesn't it? It gets that where we think we have succeeded, we have in fact failed. We have not lived up to God's standard. Today's one, and here's the quote from Exodus. This is, some of the commandments have a lot of extra words about it. This is brief and to the point. Don't steal. If you're going to be a follower of Jesus, if you're going to be one of God's people, don't steal. Just don't do it. Now you may say, I'm pretty good at that. I don't go jumping over the fence into my neighbour's yard, my neighbour's property, and taking his stuff. I honour those sort of things. I don't walk into shops and fill my pockets and walk out. Well, maybe you have in the past. But if you've done that in the past, you don't do it anymore. So we've got stealing pretty much covered. Or at least sometimes we think that. One of the things about technology, those who know me and know some of my background, I am a big fan of technology. I was studying computer science at the end of the 70s, early 80s, at the dawn of having personal computers. I have worked as a software programmer. I've written complex computer systems that people have used. I'm a big fan of technology. Look, you know, technology, it's a wonderful stuff. But one of the things technology does for us, or one of the ways we use technology, is to sin better. What I mean by that is we find new and interesting ways to break these commandments that we would never have done before. Now, whilst we may not go into a store, we may not go into Woolies and fill our pockets, technology makes it easy for us to do lots of different forms of stealing. Just have a look at some of the things up here. Stealing incorporates a whole pile of things. Yes, we may think about things as such as theft and robbery, and they're not the same thing. Legally, they're different. We can talk about that later. But look at some of the things up there. Plagiarism. Well, that existed before technology, but technology and Google makes plagiarism really, really easy. Sorry? Plagiarism is taking someone else's words and claiming they're your own. Plagiarism is when you have an assignment and you Google it and you use copy and paste. That's plagiarism. And teachers, of course, have wonderful tools these days that makes it easy to spot those sort of things. Identity theft. Software piracy. Does all the software you have on your computer, do you actually own it? Did you pay for it? How did you get it? How did you get all the music you listen to? What about the movies you watch? Streaming, in fact, makes it probably a bit easier. People don't tend to get all these interesting DVDs from Bali. And if you have any of those, speak to me afterwards. Because we stream the service. But what do we then do? We borrow people's streaming services. We just keep coming up with new ways to take stuff, don't we? And often we argue that no one gets hurt. It's okay. Or if we're, you know, not declaring all we should do on our taxes, that's fine. It's the government. Or if we don't pay a bill, it's a big business. No one's getting hurt. And often we delude ourselves that it doesn't matter. But what does God's word say? Do not steal. And as God's people, we're not supposed to be people who steal. But it's just so easy. And sadly, we fall into that trap. We could have talked about that whole area when we were looking at adultery last week. Technology makes a lot of stuff that we would have had to work hard to do, we would have faced shame to do, we can do with the comfort of our own home without ever leaving. One of the things I discovered this week, and yes, I keep discovering quite interesting things about Scripture, about the Bible, that I never thought about before. I saw a meme, this is exactly what the meme said. I haven't plagiarised, I've put it into my own words. So, that in fact, when it comes to the commandments of the second table, remember we talked about two tables, the first few commandments about how to love God, the rest of the commandments about how to love your neighbour, that in fact, most of them are about stealing. Murder is stealing someone's life. Adultery, stealing someone's spouse. False witness, which is next week, stealing someone's reputation. Coveting, wanting to steal what someone else has. Can you see we've got a bit of a problem here? This sort of, the sinful nature in our health and our hearts runs along these lines. We want stuff and we take stuff. But as people of God, as followers of Jesus, this shouldn't be how we are. In fact, let's have a look at what Paul says. This comes from Ephesians. We had this as our epistle reading a few weeks ago. Anyone who's been stealing must steal no longer. Paul's solution to stealing? Stop. Okay? But, so he continues, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Now, often if someone has got themselves into a mess, if someone's going down a path of crime, we might say to them, look, what you need to do is stop that, get yourself a job, you may need to get some training. But often when we talk about a person going to get work, the reason we say that is so that they can feed themselves, that they can buy stuff for themselves so they don't have to steal. Often that's the argument of why you need to be doing something useful so you don't need to steal, you can look after yourself. But note, that's not what Paul says. Why, as a follower of Jesus, do we need to work and to earn so that we would have something to share? It's not so that we look after ourselves. That, of course, is part of it. He's not denying that. But so that we can give. We, as followers of Jesus, should not be people who steal, but people who give. People who appreciate all that the Lord gives us and want to share that with those around us. We should be cheerful givers. We are not worried about what we don't have. We're looking at, in all the blessings that God has given us, how can we share that with other people? How can we make other people's lives better, given all that God has given us? When we focus more on what God has given us, what's elsewhere fades away. Let's also think about what Luther said about this passage. Remember the response up here. As always, and we've seen this throughout, every commandment relates back to the first commandment. Breaking a commandment means that you are not putting God first. You can't say that God is utmost first in your life if you steal. So that's why we should honour and love God. But notice what he is there. He doesn't just look at taking and getting other people's stuff. Notice he continues. Instead, this is when you're bringing in what we're taught in the New Testament, but also what we're taught elsewhere in the Old Testament. It's not just about not stealing. It's about helping the other person with the stuff they have. How can you help them better enjoy what God has given them? How can you help them improve what God has given them? One of the things I must say I felt very, very blessed in my time here over the last 18 months or so is I think this is an area that many in our congregation are good at, getting together with people and helping them. How can I help you with your stuff? Can I help you with your car? Can I help you with your chores? Can I help you with this and that? Do you need a job? Do you need there? I'm going there. Is there something I can bring you? That sort of kindness is exactly what Luther is talking about here, is that you're not looking at ways at how you can nick something from your neighbour. You're looking at ways you can help him prosper more. And if you're looking that way, it's never going to even enter your mind to take his stuff, is it? This is what we as followers of Jesus should be like. We should be those who are looking out for our neighbour. Not just them as people, but them as a whole. Their family, their business, their property. We respect them, what they have. And it doesn't, I'm not saying this only applies to our Christian neighbours. This applies to everybody out there. We should be people who can be trusted. We are people who look out for others and not just look out. We're trying to see ways we can make it even better for them. I like that concept of improving. Not as a bulldozer. Some of us can be, I'm going to come in and fix all your problems that don't do that. Guys especially, don't do that. But coming alongside people, seeing ways that you can help them on their journey. Some of the ways you can help them is just by sitting and listening. Some of them it may be doing the dishes with them, working on the car with them. This is how, in a practical sense, we can be the people of God. We can be followers of Jesus. My friends, our aim as followers of Jesus is that we should be trustworthy. We should be the sort of person that others who barely know us still trust us. They still leave stuff with us. They know they can depend on us. Now, as I've already mentioned, we will fall down in this area often. I'm not saying that we won't. But this should be our heart's desire, to be trustworthy, but not in our own strength. We keep coming back to this as we're going through these commandments. It's not that if I try hard enough, I'm going to be better at following these. Yes, it should be our heart's desire, but because we mess up, we need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who we received in baptism is at work in us. We have to listen to him better. We have to acknowledge those areas that we have messed up, come back to the foot of the cross, hand them over to our Lord Jesus. Receive the forgiveness through Jesus' life, death and resurrection. And get up off our butts and go out into the world and be followers of Jesus. And may his Spirit help us to be trustworthy. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.